this meeting. In Jesus' name. We're going to take some worship songs. And after that, we are going to prayer points. And let's sing this song, if you know it.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You're Waymaker, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. You are here. You are here. Touching every life. I worship you. Jesus, I worship you. You are here. You are here. Blessing every life. Oh, I worship you. Savior, I worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are here. You are here, changing every life. We worship you. Savior, we worship you. You are here, saving our lives. We worship you. Jesus, we worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Our God, that is who you are. Waymaker, Lord, you are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. There is a place I am yearning for. Oh, it is a place where deep calls to the deep. I am overwhelmed by this deep longing, Lord. There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. Jesus, there is a place I am yearning for. Oh, it is a place where deep calls to the deep. It is a place of your dwelling, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by the hand to your holy place. Let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I have known you, Lord. Take me, Lord. Take me, Lord, to your secret place, Lord. Take me by the hand to your holy place. Oh, let me see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more. Let me know you more. That I have known you, Lord. For there is a place, there is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. There is a place I am yearning for. Oh, it is a place where deep calls to the deep. I am overwhelmed by this deep longing, Lord. There is a place my heart cries out for, Lord. Jesus, there is a place I am yearning for. Oh, it is a place. We are deep calls to the deep. It is a place of your dwelling, Lord. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. Praise him. There is none like him. There is nothing greater than him. There is no one higher than him. There is nothing sweeter than him. There is nothing so desiring or more desiring than him. I want you to worship him. He's everything. He's everything we need. He's everything we should have. Worship him. Bless his name. Father, we worship you, for there is none like you. You are so kind, so loving, so merciful. You are so gracious. You are so wise. You are so wonderful. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. Great are you, Lord, and you are greatly to be praised. We worship you, Father. You do wonders that cannot be fathomed. You do mighty miracles that no science can explain. Father, we worship you. You make ways where there is no way. You are the one who beautifies our lives. You are the one who gives us glory and greatness. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. Thank you for who you are in our lives. Thank you for your promises. Thank you, Lord, for your power that is so mighty in the earth to execute your will and purposes. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshipped him. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have praised him and given him thanks. Amen. We're going to pray some prayer points. And if there's still time, we will go to the scripture in Psalm 32 that we began to use
you're going to, first of all, take this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for great promises you have written in the scriptures for me. Great promises you have revealed in the Bible for my life. Thank you because you have included me among the partakers of your wonderful promises in the scriptures. Begin to pray like that. Begin to thank God like that. Ancient of this, thank you. Thank you for great promises written in the scriptures for me, for my calling, for my destiny. Great promises you have revealed, you have written for me, because I can believe these promises and my life will change for good. I can hold on to these promises and I will receive blessings and I will receive help and I will receive transformation and progress. Thank you, Lord, because I can trust in your promises and I will be blessed. Thank you for these promises. Thank you for covenant promises in the scriptures for my life. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for promises for me in the Old Testament. Thank you for promises for my life in the New Testament. Thank you because you have penned down great promises that I can benefit from even now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You need to understand that your life is not alone. Your life is not standing alone. Your life has been programmed into promises of God. Your life has been programmed into plans of God. So no, there's no one in this world that exists except someone that probably is not a human being. Yeah, there's no human being that exists alone. It's not possible. You are here to fulfill a purpose, and you are here. I don't know how to explain this. God has a, let me put it this way. God has a plan, and then he created people to fit into that plan. He has a great purpose or a great plan, and then he created human beings to fit into that plan. Yeah. So, and there is no human being that is outside of that plan. That's what I mean by you're not standing alone. And then there's no human being that will fulfill that plan alone. I don't know if you get the point now. Yeah, God has a great plan or a great purpose, and then he created human beings that will fulfill that purpose. And there is no human being that is outside of that purpose. And there is no human being that can fulfill that purpose alone. Yeah. So meaning that your life is not outside of God's purpose and outside of God's plans. Your life is existing because of God's plan, which we can also say because of God's promises and because of God's will. And then you cannot fulfill it alone. So everyone is connected together. It's like a network. Everyone is wired together. Whether you believe or not, whether you're a black, you are black in color, whatever race you come from, whether you are white, you are black, whatever race, everyone is wired together. So we need each other, whether you agree or not. And we must work together, whether you agree or not. Because the plan of God cannot be fulfilled alone. The plan of God is universal. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're not just existing for nothing. You're not just existing for yourself. You are existing for something great. And you are existing to work with others to achieve plans of God on earth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release my life to begin to fulfill your divine purpose in the earth. Or you can say, activate my life to begin to fulfill divine purpose in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, the Lord, I acknowledge that I am existing because you have a plan. I'm not existing because I have a plan. I'm existing in this world because you have a plan before I was born. Say, Father, release my life to begin to fulfill these plans of yours, these purposes of yours, in the name of Jesus. Talk to God like that. Talk to God like that. Say, Lord, I want to fulfill your divine purpose. I want to fulfill your divine agenda. I want to fulfill the divine plans. I want to be actively involved in your divine plans at this time. Release my life. Activate my life to fulfill your plans. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. This is about your life. Yeah. And this is the only place your life is meaningful, and that is fulfilling God's purpose. Talk to God. That is only the place your life makes sense in heaven. Yeah, fulfilling God's purpose. Talk to Him. Say, Lord, release my life to fulfill your divine plans in the earth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. God created Adam because he had a plan. Yeah. He didn't just create man for fun. He had a great plan. Even though Satan came in and decided to frustrate that plan, but God still did not forget his plan. And that was why he sent Jesus again to redeem man back to himself. Yeah. So God have a plan. So what are your plans? Do they line up with God's plans? Or do you even care about God's plans? Yeah, many of us, we just feel like, as long as what I want is done, yeah, I don't care about any other thing. That is not how a child of God lives. You're going to pray. Your own plans must agree with God's plans. And that is how you will fulfill destiny. Talk to God. Say, Father, let's pray this way. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise. Help me to be wise enough to surrender my plans for your own plan to succeed. Say, Lord, help me to be wise enough. Help me to make decisions that agrees with your plans. Help me to take steps that agrees with your plans. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, help me to have wisdom that will make me not to fall out of your plans for my life. Say, Lord, help me to have wisdom by which I will not walk out of your plans and purposes for my life. Help me to have wisdom by which I will do things that agrees with your plans. Help me to have wisdom by which I will give up my plans for your own plans to come to pass. Lord, help me to be wise enough. Help me to be wise, to surrender to your own plans, to your own will for my life. In the name of Jesus, help me to be wise enough. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, with my small experience with God. Yeah, because I can't claim to have known God in all. It's not possible. Yeah, but with the little I have known, I discovered that God's plans always appear unreasonable to the human mind. The will of God sometimes always appear as foolishness to the human mind, and that is why that is why many humans or many people on earth are not following God's plans, because it doesn't make sense many times. And that is where greatness is hiding. Inside God's plans is true greatness. Look at Adam and Eve. They feel like, why would God say we should not eat this fruit? Where is there any sense in it? Why would God, does it make sense? Why would God say we should not eat a particular fruit? Yeah, and why wouldn't God want us to have knowledge of good and evil? Because the name of the tree was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Yeah. So they began to question God's intelligence. They began to question God's wisdom. And that was why they fell, that was how they fell out of God's plans. Because they felt they are wiser than God. Yeah. Many times God will just give a simple instruction. Stay there, don't go anywhere. And then you feel like you feel like, why would God say I should not go anywhere today? What is so special is in doing at home that God will say, don't go out. So the human mind will try to process, why would God say this? And that is how many of us make irreversible mistakes. That is how we make mistakes that, you know, that leads to irreversible damages. Because we feel like we are wiser than God. Yeah, when God said, don't do this, you want to understand why would God say I should not do this? What is bad in this? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I surrender to your wisdom. I surrender to your will and plans. Give me an obedient heart in my walk with you. Give me an obedient heart that obeys every instruction that comes from you. Give me an obedient heart that obeys every commandment. Give me an obedient heart that believes every of your word and obey them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I surrender to your wisdom. I surrender to your plans. I surrender to your ways. I surrender to your standards. Give me an obedient heart to listen to every instruction that comes from you. Give me an obedient heart to obey. I believe you're praying to obey your will, to obey your word, to obey your commandments. Whether I understand or not, whether it makes sense or not, give me an obedient heart to always obey every instruction, every direction, every leadership of your spirit. Give me an obedient heart that always obey. An obedient heart that says, yes, sir, I will do it. Yes, sir, I will obey. Give me such obedient heart. Not a heart that will be questioning your intelligence. Not a heart that will be questioning your wisdom. Give me a heart that obeys your instructions every day of my life. Give me such a heart, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, I said true greatness is in following the plans of God, getting involved in the plans of God, obeying the will of God. That is where true greatness is. I tell you the truth. There are innumerable angels that are here on earth to carry out the plans of God. Yeah, and those angels, they will have no business with your life if you are not in the plans of God. That is why many of you, several pastors have prayed for you. Several men of God prayed for you and nothing is happening. You need to ask yourself, am I in the plan of God? Am I in the will of God? Yeah, because it is in that plan of God that angels will show up to help you. You're going to pray again. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, disconnect me from anything I am doing that does not line up with your divine plan for my life and destiny. Put me in the center of your plans for my life, calling, and destiny. Disconnect me. disconnect me from whatever I am entangled with, from whatever I am doing with my life, with my days, with my hours, that does not agree and line up with your divine plans for my life, calling, and destiny. Lord, disconnect me from those things now and connect me with your plans in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Disconnect me. Pull me out. Pull me out from everything I have entangled my life with, everything I have hooked up myself with that is not in line with your plans for my life. Lord, pull me out of those things. Disconnect me from those things and plant me in the center of your plans for my life, calling, and destiny in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Establish me in the center of your plans. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, the Lord is telling me that some of you are not obeying his word. You are not doing his will. Yeah, because you feel like it doesn't matter. Yeah, you feel like I don't have to do it. It doesn't matter. I can always do another thing and succeed. Yeah. The Lord is warning you to stop being rebellious. Yeah. Obey him. Live your own thing. Live your own way. Surrender to his ways. Your life does not belong to you. It belongs to him. So if you want him to answer your prayers, drop your own things. Embrace his own things. Live your own way, your own will. Embrace his will. Then he will answer your prayers. Yeah, I don't know what you are doing that is not of God. And you know it. You know that what you are doing is not his will. You know it. But you feel like it doesn't matter. I can do what I like or what I want. And it doesn't matter. There's nothing wrong about it. Yeah. God is saying it matters. So go and change. Amen. Now you're going to pray. Pray like this. You're going to say, Father, help me to be disciplined. Yeah, well, one of the things I have discovered about walking in the plans of God is that you can't walk in God's plans if you are not disciplined. Because your flesh, your body, does not like God's plans. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. I have done several sacrifices. I don't like talking about myself. But my life is a life of sacrifices. And I'm so happy with that. Yeah. Because that is how the kingdom of God is established. The kingdom of God is founded on sacrifices. Sacrifices. Yeah. So there must be discipline if you will walk in the plans of God. Your flesh, your body, does not like God's plan. I'm telling you the truth. Your flesh will not want you to do what is right. Yeah, but if you discipline yourself you will do what is right. God is not a taskmaster. God will not give you an instruction that you cannot do. That is not the God that I know. God will not tell you, do this when, you know, if you can't do it. He won't tell you to do what you cannot do. So if God is saying, do this, stop lying, stop fornicating, stop committing adultery, God knows you can stop. That is why he said you should stop. If you cannot stop, he will not tell you to stop. Yeah, you can stop it. That is why he's saying, don't do this. So the grace to stop those things is already in the command. When he said, don't do this, the grace is already inside that command. So the moment you obey, you will find the grace that will help you not to do it. So you're going to pray. Without discipline, you cannot walk in the plans of God. Because the plans of God, they are contrary to your flesh. They don't agree with your carnal nature. They don't agree. You're going to say, Father, help me to live a life of discipline. Help me to live a life of discipline, a life that does not yield to the desires of my body, a life that does not yield to the desires of my flesh. Help me to live such life because I want to fit into your plans. I want to walk in your plans. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Shanatash Salagala. Thank you, Father. Help me, Father. Help me to be disciplined in my mind. Help me to be disciplined in my body. Help me to be disciplined in my attitude, character, behaviors. Help me to be disciplined. Help me to have self-control. Help me to be able to put my body under subjection to your will and standard. Give me that strength to put my body under subjection to your will and standard. Help me to be disciplined. I hope you're praying because I want to walk in your plans. Help me, Father, to be complete in discipline. Help me to live a life of discipline. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, let there be revival in my soul. Let there be fire revival in my soul. Let my spiritual blindness disappear. Let my spiritual deadness disappear. Let me be awakened to what is right. Let my deception disappear. Yeah, because a lot of people are so deceived nowadays, including ministers of God. Some people are so deceived by themselves, by their beauty. They feel like they are beautiful. And that is what is deceiving them. They look at themselves. They are so blinded by themselves. They cannot see God. They cannot see the light because they have become slaves to themselves. They are serving themselves, worshiping themselves. So many have been deceived. You are going to pray. Except there is a revival inside of you, except there is a revival in your soul, you will be doing what is wrong and you will think it is right.
You will even be boasting about it. Whereas it is so wrong what you are doing. Talk to God. Say, Lord, let there be fire revival in my soul. Let there be fire revival in my soul. Let spiritual blindness disappear. Let spiritual death disappear. Let every pollution, deception, corruption of darkness disappear in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. I'm so desperate about this prayer. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, let there be fire revival in my soul. Let there be fire revival in my soul. Let me be awakened to know righteousness. Let me be awakened to know the truth. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Say, Lord, let there be fire revival in my soul. Holy Ghost, fire revival. Holy Ghost, fire revival. Let it happen in my soul. Deliver me from deception. Deliver me from spiritual blindness. Deliver me from slavery to sin, corruption, pollution. Deliver me from worshiping myself, serving myself. Lord, revive me. Let me be awakened to know you, to see you in the name of Jesus. I hope you are praying that prayer seriously. Say, Lord, let there be fire revival. Do a mighty work of revival in my soul. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand wake me up from sleep, from every spiritual sleep. So don't let your mighty hand wake me up. A lot of Christians are sleeping. They don't know what is happening in the realm of the spirit. They don't know the weight of darkness that is upon their lives. They are so asleep. They are not conscious of the oppressions going on in the realm of darkness. Even in the realm of God, they don't know anyone, whether God or darkness. They can't see anything. They can't know anything. They are just, I don't know what to call it. They are just so ignorant of many things they should know. You're going to pray. Say, Father, let your mighty hand come upon me and wake me up from every spiritual sleep. I'm going to repeat the prayer point again. You're going to say, Father, let your mighty hand come upon me and wake me up from every spiritual sleep. I want to be sensitive. I want to be awakened to the activities in the realms of the spirit. I want to be awakened to the activities in the realms of darkness and the realms of your light. Let your mighty hand come upon me and wake me up. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that.
Shanika Tijalasana. In the name of Jesus, mighty hand of God, wake me up. Wake me up from every sleep, every spiritual sleep, every form of sleepiness. Mighty hand of God, wake me up now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Wake me up. In the name of Jesus. Wake me up, Father, from every sleep that has made me to be so ignorant, that have made me to be so insensitive. Every spiritual sleep I am in, that is not allowing me to know what is going on in the realms of darkness around me. Lord, let your mighty hand wake me up now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let your mighty hand come upon me. Wake me up now. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual slumber that has closed up my eyes, closed up my spiritual eyes, my spiritual ears, my spiritual sensitivity. Lord, wake me up out of such slumber. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, wake me up, Father. Wake me up, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you're going to pray. There's a need for serious consecration, serious commitment to God at this time. I discovered that many believers are not consecrated. Many believers today are not committed to God. They are not devoted to God. They are not consistent in the work of God. Yeah, even many people in our platforms, in our groups. Yeah, because God has told me, that many in our groups are not consistent with their work with Him. Many are just hot today, cold tomorrow, serious today, unserious tomorrow. Yeah, and the same thing is happening in many churches all over the world. We are so full of Christians that are not serious with God. Christians that are not consecrated to God. You're going to pray. Consecration means that you are set apart. You come out of the world system and embrace the system of heaven. That is consecration. It means you are set apart from multitudes that are going in a direction of destruction. And you set yourself apart and said, I want God. And that is all I want. You're going to pray. So such lifestyle of consecration is the life that will agree with God's plans. Yeah, God can be everywhere. Of course, God is everywhere. Not can be. God is everywhere. But is not for everyone. God is everywhere, but not for everyone. And He is only for those that have set themselves apart from the world and from every uncleanness. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live a consecrated and committed life, a consecrated, consistent, committed, devoted life unto you. A consecrated life unto you. Help me to live such a life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. A consecrated life. A life that is set apart from worldly system. A life that is set apart from uncleanness, from pollution, from corruption, from sin. Lord, help me to live such a life. A life that takes your word serious. A life that is so committed to serving you. A life that is so committed to obeying you. A life that is so committed to learning of you. Lord, help me to live such a life. Help me to live such a life. Help me to separate myself from people that are on their way to destruction. People that are pulling me to the ways of darkness. Help me to separate myself from such people. Help me to be set apart from the ways of the world unto you, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, give me strength to make you the highest priority in my life, to make your plans the highest priority in my life. Give me strength to make you the highest priority in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. That's the prayer point. Give me strength. Give me strength. Give me strength to make you the highest priority, to make you the most important thing in my life. Give me strength in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, give me strength to make you the highest priority in my life. Let me love you more than everything in this world. Help me to love you more than my own life. Help me to love you more than my own will and desires. Help me to love you more than everything and everyone in this world. Help me to make you the highest priority in life. Lord, give me strength to do this. Give me strength to do this. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And amen. You're going to pray. I said, To walk in God's plans, you must be set apart, consecrated, from the ways of this world. That is how you will walk in God's plans. That is how your life will be in alignment with His plans and His will and His ways. It is when you have separated yourself from the things of this world. So holiness begins from consecration. When you pull yourself apart, when everyone see you as different, that this one is different. That was how the name Christians began. Yeah, they saw that those people, their life is different. Their life is just like Jesus. And Jesus lived a life that was so different. So they said, these people, they are different. These people, they are just like Christ. So we shall call them Christians. So it was people that gave the church Christians, that gave the church the name Christians, the Christian. It was not the church that gave themselves Christians. It was the people of the world that saw their attitude, their conduct, their way of life. So they gave them that title or that name. They said, these people are Christians because they are living just like Christ. They are living differently from us. Yeah, but ask yourself today, how many Christians are actually living different from the people of the world? So it means many of us are not worthy of that name, because the people who earned that name, Christian, they lived a life that was worthy of that name. So if you don't live a life that is different from what is in the world, then you are not supposed to be called Christian, a Christian. Yeah, you're not supposed to. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray again. You're going to say, Father, I want to be different. I want to be separated unto you. Help me by your Holy Spirit. Yeah, that is one of the work of the Holy Spirit, to separate people unto God, to remove everything that is not supposed to be in your life. The Holy Spirit does that pruning. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to be different. I want to be completely, not partially, completely separated unto you. Help me by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray. When the Holy Spirit begins to help you in this area, everything about you will change. Everything, your manner of speech, talking, your dressing will change. Your lifestyle will change. Talk to God. Say, Lord, I want to be different. Help me. Help me. I want to be different. I want to be separated from the system of the world. Help me by your Holy Spirit to live a life that is similar to the life in your kingdom, a life that is the same to the life in the kingdom of God. Help me to live such life. Help me to live such life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And amen. Yeah. We are still praying about alignment with God's plans. You're going to pray. You're going to pray. Now, when we talk about devotion to God, we are talking about a daily affair. A daily affair. So the question is, how much time do you spend with God on daily basis? How many hours do you pray on daily basis? Personally. Yeah. So this is how your life will fit into the plan of God. And it is in the plan of God that I said it is in the plan of God that true greatness is. It is in the plan of God that the glory of God is. It is in the plan of God that your riches and wealth are. In fact, even your healing is in the plan of God. Many times God heal people because they need good body, they need healthy body to carry out his plans for their lives. So when he discovered that these people really want to fulfill his plans, he healed them of their sicknesses. So it is in the plan of God as you know that all manner of blessings of God are. Yeah. And the question is, how much are you devoted to God on a daily basis? How much hours do you pray? That is how your life can line up with his plans. Because for each day, God's plans, in each day there is something God wants to do in your life, and there is something God wants you to do. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me. Help me to be devoted to you every day of my life. Help me to be devoted to doing spiritual exercises that will enable me to know you more. Help me to be devoted and committed to doing spiritual exercises on daily basis that will make me know you more, that will make me fit into your plans, Help me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray, say, Lord, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. So Lord, help me to be devoted, to be committed to you on daily basis. Help me to be able to pray. Help me to be able to study and meditate on your word on daily basis. Help me, Father, to be able to spend quality time with you on daily basis. Talk to God like that. Say, help me to be devoted by prayers, fastings, Bible study, meditation, praise, worship, by many exercises. Help me, Lord, to devote hours in each day to seeking you. To seek in your face in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I think I have said it before that I don't know if it is on this platform I said it. I have said it before that to defeat thick darkness, great darkness, you must have been rooted in God. You must have great depths in God to defeat great darkness, deep darkness. Yeah, I think it was maybe one of our Bible study classes I said that. So there is no doubt that we have very deep and thick darkness in the head at this time. The whole world is so filled with a very strong darkness. Very strong. Yeah. And I discovered that only people that are, you know, that are very deep in God, that will be, you know, that would be able to overcome this darkness. Not just people that fast and pray, not just people that that do midnight prayers like what we are doing now. It's more than that. We are dealing with a darkness that is very terrible. You don't understand, or you might not understand what I'm saying. It's more than that. So for you to really overcome the kind of darkness that is upon this generation at this time, you must be very deep in God. So the solution is not actually in fighting the darkness on your own, because you know, probably you feel like I'm going to use the name of Jesus to fight them. I'm going to use the blood of Jesus to fight them. Yes, you will have some victories. But you will not have complete victory, because it's more than just praying some prayer points. It's more than that. Yeah, this victory, the victory that we need at this time is more than fasting and prayer. It's more than prayer points. Yeah, I know you might be thinking, then what is the solution if it's more than prayer point? And that is the truth. It's more than fasting and prayer. It's more than praying prayer points. It has a lot to do with how much revelation of Jesus you have, how much revelation of God you have. It has a lot to do with how deep are you in God? Yeah. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take me into the depths of you, that I may be able to overcome the depths of darkness, the thickness of darkness, that I may be able to overcome thick darkness attacking my life. So, Lord, take me to the depths of you. Bring me closer to yourself. Teach me more of you. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, O God of Israel, take me into the depths of you. In the name of Jesus, take me to the depths of you, that I may be able to quench, that I may be able to overcome the depths of Satan, the depths of darkness, the strength of evil, that I may be able to destroy them all, overcome them all. Take me into the depths of you. In the name of Jesus, take me spirit, soul, and body into the depths of you, to know you very deeply, that I may be equipped for great victories at this time. Take me, O God, into the depths of you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every operation of darkness going on to frustrate and alter God's plans for my life, calling and destiny. See, I take authority over them. I come against them. Let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Every operation of darkness going on to alter and frustrate God's plans for my life, for my calling, for my ministry, for my destiny, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now, in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Raise up your right hand. Say, I come against every operation of darkness, activities of demons, activities of creatures of darkness, activities of agents of Satan going on to frustrate, to alter the plans of God for my life, calling, and destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying pertaining to alignment with the plans of God. Yeah, we're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand again. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every voice of deception confusing me. Every voice of deception speaking confusion into my heart and mind, to mislead me out of God's plans for my life, calling, and destiny. I bind such voice in the name of Jesus. I bind such voice in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every voice of deception speaking confusion into my heart, into my mind, speaking lies into my heart and mind to lead me out of God's plans for my life, calling, and destiny, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. And amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, flush out of my life every poison of darkness that is making me too weak to fulfill my divine purpose, making me too weak to become who God wants me to be. Fire of the Holy Ghost, flush them out of my system. Flush them out of my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, flush them out. Every poison of darkness in my body, in my spirit and soul, that is making me too weak to fulfill my divine call, to fulfill my divine assignment, too weak to become who God says I am, too weak to possess my possessions, too weak to move forward in life and destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, flush them out. Thank you, Lord. Every poison of darkness in me that is making me too weak to hear from God, too weak to see divine visions, divine dreams, divine revelations, too weak to know what God is saying per time. Come out by fire. Come out by fire of the Holy Ghost now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to pray. Yeah, when I said God has a plan, I mean that God already set, He already set things in place to happen to you in the head before you were born. God already set things in time. You already position certain things in time. People you will meet, places you will be, like now you are in this ministry, and I'm sure that God already set it in your timeline before you were born. That you'll be hearing my voice right now, I believe it has been set in your timeline before you were born. So everything that will happen to you has been sent into time, positioned into time or in time. Yeah. So that is what I mean by God has a plan, and then He created people to fulfill that plan. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, please show me mercy. And let every event you have set in time to happen to me, Lord, let them begin to happen. Say, Father, have mercy on me. And let every event you have positioned in time to happen in my life begin to happen. Every event that is meant to change my life. Revelations, visions, connections, encounters, every event helps, all manner of events that you have set in time to happen in my life. Lord, let them happen. Let me not miss any of them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lushaki Kagata. Oh God of Israel, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Ancient of this, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. As you are praying, something is happening. Continue to pray. Say, Lord, show me mercy. Every event you have programmed into time to happen to me, Lord, let them happen. Let me not miss any of them.
In the name of Jesus, let none of them elude me. Let me not miss any. Every event you have programmed into time, you have set in time to happen in my life. Events that will lead to my success, progress, victory, prosperity, greatness. Lord, let them begin to happen. In the name of Jesus. Events that will lead to my divine fulfillment. Lord, let them begin to happen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. And I'm going to be praying for you. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost locate every witchcraft ritual, enchantment, spell, divination, sorcery, magic that has been done to ensure that my life does not line up with the plans of God, does not connect with God's plans. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I come against every ritual of witchcraft, blood sacrifices of witchcraft, every divination, sorcery, enchantment, spell of witchcraft that has been done to ensure that I don't fulfill God's plans for my life. To ensure that I don't see the manifestations of God's plans for my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Wherever the ritual has been done. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Something is happening. Wherever you have done the ritual, whether in the atmosphere, whether on the ground, whether under the ground, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Satanic rituals, demonic rituals, witchcraft rituals, marine spirit rituals that has been done in the midnight, in the daytime, anywhere to stop God's plans from manifesting in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them, consume them all. My life shall fulfill God's plans, whether the devil likes it or not. My life shall fulfill God's plans, and God's plans shall be fulfilled in my lives. God's plans shall manifest in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. We are still on God's plans. Prevailing and fulfilling in your life. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I come against every evil word, evil utterance, have been spoken by men. Every evil word, evil utterance, spoken by men into my life, let the fire of God scatter them. Let the fire of God alter them. Let the fire of God cancel them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Every evil word, demonic utterance that have been spoken against my life, calling and destiny, fire of the Holy Ghost, alter them now. Reverse those words. Destroy those words. Cancel such utterances in the name of Jesus. Fire of God, cancel such utterances in the name of Jesus. Fire of the Holy Ghost, cancel such utterances. Every utterance of curse, every utterance of negativity that have been uttered into my life, calling and destiny, be reversed now. Thank you, Lord. By fire of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the manifestation of promises of God for this hour of my life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive manifestation of God's promises for this hour of my life, for this age of my life, for this moment of my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Masha teka kilegelea. In the name of Jesus, I receive now manifestations of God's promises for this period of my life, for this hour of my life, for this time of my life, for this age of my life. I receive the manifestations of God's promises for this time of my life, for this season of my life, for this age of my life. I receive them now. Mashihane takasa galagala. I receive them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. In the name of Jesus, I receive them. I receive them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the angels in charge of executing your plans in my life begin to open doors for me. Begin to open doors of success, doors of breakthroughs, doors of greatness for my life, doors of promotion now, in the name of Jesus, doors of blessings. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let the angels in charge of carrying out your plans in my life, let them begin to open doors now. Let them begin to open doors now. In the name of Jesus, let the angels in charge of fulfilling your plans for my life, executing your plans for my life. Let them go forth now and begin to open doors of financial blessings, doors of prosperity, doors of greatness, doors of favor, doors of victories, doors of progress, doors of mighty miracles. Let those doors open now in the name of Jesus. As they open, I walk into them. As those doors open, I walk into all these benefits in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray. Don't stop. Say, Lord, let the angels in charge of executing your plans in my life open doors now. Let them open doors now. Thank you, Father. Begin to talk to him. Doors that will make impossible things possible. Let your angels open those doors now. Thank you, Father. Doors that will make impossible testimonies happen in my life. Let the angels open those doors now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. The last prayer point. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I receive the blessing of obedience. I receive the blessing of obedience to the will of God. I receive the blessing of obedience to the instructions of the Lord in the name of Jesus. See, I receive the blessings of the Lord. As I walk in the will of God, the blessings of obedience, I receive them. I receive them as I obey the voice of God, as I obey the commandments of God, as I obey the teachings of God, the teachings of truth, the teachings of God's kingdom, I receive the blessings that follows this obedience. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive blessings of obedience, blessings of obedience, blessings of faithfulness to God, obedience to God. I receive those blessings now in the name of Jesus. I receive those blessings now in the name of Jesus. I receive those blessings. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I receive blessings of obedience to God's instructions. Blessings of obedience to the will of God. I receive those blessings. Blessings that follows obeying God, obeying his teachings, obeying his ways. I receive those blessings now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here and I'll be praying for you. Now, I'm going to say this before I pray for you. As we're praying, the Lord was ministering to me. Or the Lord was speaking to me. Yeah, that there are some people in this ministry that are ungrateful to God. So I don't know how many, but many, I mean, large number of them that are so ungrateful to God. Now, and this is what he said. He said that you don't know how to thank God after he has answered your prayers, after he has blessed you. You don't know how to thank God. And he went further to explain that how will I put it now? When you are supposed to commit your finances to God, God bless you with that money, and you are not grateful enough to give to God out of what he gave you. He said such kind of attitude have to change. He said there are many in this ministry that are so ungrateful. So meaning that God blessed you and you cannot give to God out of the blessing. You cannot show appreciation to God. It's just like those 10 lepers. Jesus healed 10 lepers. And the Bible says only one came back to give thanks. Others did not. So God is so concerned about that. So make sure you are not ungrateful. Make sure you are not ungrateful. And one of the ways to show that you are grateful is to bless God with your finances out of what he has blessed you. Then you bless God. So if this word is talking about you, you need to correct that that part in your life. So I'm going to be praying for you now, since we have round off the session for tonight. You're going to raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you because you're so faithful. Thank you because we can trust you. We can believe in you. You are so faithful. You are so merciful. Thank you, Father. We thank you for your presence in our lives. Thank you for your presence even in this platform. For you are with us throughout the session. Even now, and you have answered a lot of our prayers. Oh God, be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, your people have called unto you regarding your plans for their lives. Lord, I ask that every other thing we did not mention is because of these prayers. That is so important to see your plans come to pass in our lives. Oh God, move and begin to fix them in each life on this in this place right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that in your life God will move mightily and is going to fix things that we allow his plans to be fulfilled and to be performed in the name of Jesus. Whatever has been so difficult for you before now, by the reason of the anointing of the Lord in this meeting, it shall no longer be difficult. The Lord shall make your progress easy. The Lord shall make your success easy. The Lord shall make your breakthroughs and victories easy in the name of Jesus. And everything you lay your hands upon from this hour henceforth shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Places where your light will shine, where the glory of God will rise and manifest in your life. You shall begin to tread on those places in the name of Jesus. People that will walk with you, partner with your life, that will bring out the greatness of God's glory in your life, begin to meet and walk with them and connect with them in the name of Jesus. I come against every demonic attack fashioned against your life. In the name of Jesus, let fire consume them now. Whether they have set a time for those attacks to be coming repeatedly against your life, I decree that the fire of the Holy Ghost shall manifest in that time and destroy those arrows and attacks of the enemy coming against you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to stop here. If you joined late, you can go over the entire audios again. Or if along the line you fell asleep, pray the prayers again. Yeah. And remember, when God bless you, don't be ungrateful. Appreciate God and give to God. Give to God's work. Amen. Remain blessed.
Goodbye.